We know that you're not supposed to give an aliyah first to a father and the next aliyah to the son. The question is, does this halacha apply only when it comes to the father and the son? What about the father-in-law and then giving the next aliyah to the son-in-law? Does this halacha apply as well that we're not supposed to give an aliyah to the father-in-law and then to his son-in-law consecutively? So in order to get to the shaila, we have to give a brief hakdama. We know that there's a chiyuv to be mechabed your father, mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, kibud av ha'em. There's also a chiyuv moira. That's the chiyuv of being mechabed your parent. What about being mechabed your in-laws, being mechabed your father-in-law or your mother-in-law? So the Torah brings down that a person is mechuyev to mechabed his father-in-law. There is a chiyuv for a person to mechabed his in-laws. However, the mashmois of the Torah is that the chiyuv that a person has to his in-laws is not as stringent as the chiyuv that he has towards his parents. It's on a lower level. But there is a mashmois that there is a chiyuv l'chabed. He says clearly there is a chiyuv l'chabed your in-laws, but it's mashma that it's not to the same extent as your parent. Now, what's the source of the Torah? So the Torah shteltsu a pasuk in Nach, where we find that David HaMelech was being pursued by Shaul. Shaul at the time was the Melech, David wasn't, and Shaul was trying to kill him because he thought that David was being married by Malchus. And we know the story that David hides, he's in a cave, he hides, and during the night, he cuts off the corner of the garment of Shaul as if to indicate that I could have killed you if I wanted to. If what you really believe is true, that I am out to get you and I'm out to kill you, then I would have just done so while you were sleeping. And he cuts off the corner of his beged as if to demonstrate that he's not here to harm him. David does not, in fact, intend to usurp the Malchus from Shaul, and he doesn't really want to kill the king. So when explaining this argument, David tells Shaul, Avi re'e gam re'e, my father, see. And he demonstrates the entire situation. He shows him how he doesn't really intend to kill him, and it's all a figment of the imagination of Shaul HaMelech. Says the Torah, since David employs the Lashon Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, when he's talking to his father-in-law, he says the Lashon of my father, so says the Torah, you see that in some respects, the father-in-law is considered in halacha like the father, and therefore, just as a person is mechuyev to mechabed his parent, there also is a chiyev, albeit to a lower extent, to be mechabed your in-laws. Azay zok, the Torah. Lemaisa, the other place can bring down a different source, and that's actually from the Pasuk in the Torah, where you find that Moshe Rabbeinu was mechabed his father-in-law Yisroi. So why does the Torah bring only a raya from Nach, when he could have brought a raya from the Torah itself, from Moshe being mechabed Yisroi? So many places can assume that perhaps the Torah understood like the Yerushalmi, that we can't bring a raya lahalacha from an incident that happened prior to Matan Torah. And since the story with Moshe being mechabed Yisroi happened before Matan Torah, that could be used as a source for this din that a person should be mechabed his in-laws. And therefore, the Torah specifically felt that he could only derive this halacha from the story of David and Shaul, where we find, at least after Matan Torah, also this concept of being mechabed your parent, your in-laws. Now, the Bach explains that the nature of this chiyuv of being mechabed your father-in-law is just like you have a general chiyuv when it comes to being mechabed a zok, an elderly person who's, you know, a prominent man, a man maybe in the choshev, a zokin choshev, the Shach says, the Bach says, just a zokin. But just like you're mechabed an elderly person that's from the community or that walks into your Dalet Amis, So too, there's a chiyuv to mechabed your in-laws. In other words, it's not as stringent as being mechabed your father. It's just like being mechabed any other zaken that comes within your Dalet Amis comes into the room where you're supposed to be mechabed. The question is, frekt Munkacher, frekt other paiskim that lechayra, if your father-in-law is an elderly person himself, so why do I need a new chiddush to be mechadish, achiv, to mechabed your father-in-law, tape a glady, he shouldn't be any worse than an other elderly person? Well, there's anyways a chiv of covet for an elderly person. You're supposed to stand up when an elderly person walks into the room. So they explain that the chiddush of a father-in-law is that you're mechuyiv to be mechabed, your in-laws, even if they're not elderly, even if they don't fall under the category of being a zaken, they should be treated as if they were a zaken, according to the Shach's Lashon, a zaken choshuv. But the point is that there is a special chiyuv that a person has to be mechabed, his in-laws, aside from the general chiyuv being mechabed, elderly people. And therefore, even if the father-in-law is young, and he's not considered a zaken, nonetheless, you're mechuyiv mechabed him, if you're his son-in-law, als avi re'ei gam re'ei, which we learned from Shaul and David. The Rambam doesn't bring down this chiyuv to be mechabed your in-laws. The Rambam doesn't bring it down, and many achroinim assume that the reason why the Rambam didn't bring down a special chiyuv to be mechabed your in-laws is because the Rambam held that the chiyuv to be mechabed your father-in-law or your mother-in-law is actually an accessory and a derivative of the chiyuv to be mechabed your wife. And part of being mechabed your wife is to make sure that you honor her parents, respect her parents as well. So it's just a subcategory of the din and the chiyuv to be mechabed your wife. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down as a special halacha, because it's not a new din to be mechabed your in-laws, it's only a derivative of the din of being mechabed your wife. Memela, say some paiskim, Rav Moshe Sternbach points this out, that is the answer to a very fundamental question that's posed by the Paiskim. They ask the following question. The Gemara tells us that if a woman is commanded, let's say, you know, her husband asks her, please cook me, you know, a pot of soup. Cook me some soup. And her father tells her, cook me some soup. So she has a command of her husband and she has a command of her father. The halacha is she's in the reshus of her husband and therefore she's supposed to adhere to the directive of her husband rather than her father. As I state in Gemara, that if a woman's married, her husband comes first before her parents. Now the question is, asked the Paiskim, the Gemara tells us a klal, that when you and the one of the people that you're mechuyev to be mechabin are both mechuyev in the covet of a third party, then you have an obligation to that third party more than you have an obligation to this party. In other words, the Gemara says, if let's say your father tells you Hashkeni Mayim, and your mother tells you Hashkeni Mayim, they both want something to drink, you're supposed to bring a cup of water to your father before your mother. Why? The Gemara says, Hu ve'imecha, you and your mother are both mechuyiv in the covet of your father, and therefore your father has precedence over your mother, because you and your mother are both mechuyiv in the covet of your father. As I said, the Gemara. So the Paiskim asks, why don't we say the same thing when it comes to a married woman? You're mechuyev in the covet of your father-in-law, and your wife is mechuyev in the covet of your father-in-law. So if you ask her to, you know, cook you something, and your father-in-law asks her to cook him something, she should listen to your father-in-law rather than listen to you, because you and your wife are both mechuyev in the covet of your father-in-law. The same svara that the Gemara tells us when it comes to your parent saying, your father saying one thing and your mother saying one thing, that your father comes first because you and your mother are both mechuyev in the covet of your father, that same svara should dictate that if your father-in-law tells something to your wife, and you tell something to your wife should listen to your father-in-law, not you, because you and your wife are both mechuyev in the covet of your father-in-law. Azai frag the paiskim. Zokr Moshe Sternbach, according to the Rambam's premise, with respect to the din of being mechabed your father-in-law, the answer is very simple. Why? When do we say the svara of you and your mother are both mechuyev in the covet of your father, and therefore you mechabed your father before you mechabed your mother? That's only when inherently your father has a chiyev. You're mechuyev to mechabed your father, and you're also mechuyev inherently to mechabed your mother. So the question is, they're both on equal footing. So now this svara of you and your mother being bechuyev in the chavad of your father causes the chiyev to your father to outweigh the chiyev to your mother, and therefore your father comes first. However, if they wouldn't be on inherently equal footing, avada, you wouldn't say this svara. And the meila, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, that's the pshat, why your wife is supposed to listen to you, the husband, rather than her father, even though you and your wife are both mechuyev in the covenant of your father. Why? Because if the chiyev that you have to your father-in-law is only a derivative of the chiyev to mechabed your wife, but it's not inherently a chiyev mitzad you being mechabed your father-in-law, therefore you don't have this svara that your wife should say, well, I'm mechuyev in my husband's covenant, I'm mechuyev in my father's covenant, and me and my husband are both mechuyev in the covenant of my father. No. Because my husband's not really mechuyev in the covenant of my father. He's mechuyev in the covenant of me, the wife. Only as a derivative, as a way, as a means of being mechabed your wife, you're mechabed your father, her father. But that's only as a means of being mechabed your wife, you're mechabed her father. But it's not inherently a chiyev, and therefore you don't have the svara of you and your wife are both mechuyev in the covenant of her father, so therefore she should be mechabed her father first, and therefore, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, that's why the wife is supposed to be mechabed her husband before being mechabed her parents. At any rate, so that's the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the chiyev to mechabed your in-laws is a derivative of the chiyev to mechabed your wife. However, most Paiskim don't assume like the Rambam. As we mentioned, the Bach and the Shach both assume that there's a chiyev inherently that a person has towards his in-laws, and that chiyev is to treat them as if they were an elderly person. The Shach has a chosh of an elderly person, but there is a chiyev to stand up and to treat them properly, in spite of the fact that the chiyev doesn't extend to the stringency of being mechabed a parent. Now let's get to our original shayla. What's the shayla? You want to give an aliyah to the father-in-law and then the son-in-law in consecutive aliyahs. Is that mutter or is that us? Now, why are we not supposed to give aliyahs to a father and a son in consecutive order? So, there are two reasons presented in the Beis Yosef for this, but only one of them brought down La Halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. One reason is because it's an Ayin Hara. When you give an aliyah to the father, and then right afterwards to the son, it's an Ayin Hara. People get jealous, people look, you know, perhaps askance at the fact that you're giving aliyahs in the same family consecutively. That's why we don't do it, it's an Ayin Hara. For that same reason, the Halacha is, you're not supposed to give aliyahs to two brothers in consecutive order. Because since, again, it's an Ayin Hara, if you give two brothers, two siblings, one after the other, the aliyah, that's a problem of Ayin Hara. The second reason brought down in the Beis Yosef, this is B'Shem the Orchis Chaim, is because you don't give two aliyahs to two people, one after the other, if they're posel le'edus. Because since the Torah, it says, Eidus Hashem Ne'emono Machkim Aspesi. It says, Eidus Hashem Ne'emono. The Kriyas HaTorah is a form of an Eidus, and therefore, people who are posel Eidus, one from the other, you shouldn't be giving aliyahs a Bezeh Acher Zeh. That's the reason brought down the Orchis Chaim. Lemaisa, Lehalocha, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the second reason of Psuli Eidus, because according to this reason, even first cousins wouldn't be able to get an aliyah in consecutive aliyahs, and that certainly is not the minhag. The minhag is not to be makbid, and because we don't assume like this Orchis Chaim, rather we assume that the ikur lahalacha, the primary reason why we don't give aliyahs to two brothers consecutively, or to a father and a son consecutively, is because it's an ayin hara. And the question is, does this ayin hara exist as well when you give a father-in-law and then the son-in-law? So now, what's the halacha if you want to give two aliyahs in consecutive order, one to the grandfather and one to the grandson? So this is actually a machlekes ha-poiskim. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down this machlekes. And the machlekes is as follows, that lamaisa you find that in the Torah, a grandfather and the grandson are also considered father and son. We know that the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, bnei bonim harein kibonim. A grandchild is as if it's your child. Your grandson is as if it's He's as if he is actually your son. And we find in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Avi Avram, and Avram is referred to as the Av, as the father of Yaakov, in spite of the fact that he was actually his grandfather. So you find explicitly in the Torah a reference to the grandfather as being Avi, as being your father. And therefore, since you find a reference in the Torah to the grandfather being considered the father of the grandson, Memela, many Paiskim hold that the Ayin Hara exists as well when you give an aliyah to the grandfather and to the grandson consecutively, and therefore that should be avoided. You should not give an aliyah to the grandfather and to the grandson consecutively. But it's a machlekes at Paiskim, because perhaps only there exists an Ayin Hara when it's actually a father and son, not a grandfather and a grandson. The Mishnah Berurah L'maisa paskins that l'chadchila we should be makpid, and we should not give an aliyah to the grandfather and to the grandson consecutively. But b'shas atchak, you could be meikel. B'shas atchak, in extenuating circumstances, you can be meikel and give an einikel after the grandfather. Now, what about a father-in-law and a son-in-law? So, the question is like this. There's a machlekes ha-paiskim about the order of precedence when you have, let's say, a grandfather and a father-in-law. Who is your chiyuv kavod to on a more extensive level? To your grandfather or to your father-in-law? So this is also a machlekes ha-paiskim. Most paiskim assume that your chiyuv, the Bach says that your chiyuv to your grandfather actually precedes the chiyuv to your father-in-law. He's talking about Kaddish. Who do you recite your Kaddish for if you have, or two people, one of them is saying for his father-in-law, one of them is saying for his grandfather. And the question is, who has first dibs at the Kaddish? The Bach says you allow the person who's saying for his grandfather to say first, because in the Torah, you find a reference to the grandfather as Avi. Masha'en Kain, the father-in-law, you don't find a reference in the Torah as referring to the father-in-law as Avi, rather only in Nach, by Shmuel and Shol. And therefore, since there's no reference in the Torah to the grandfather as the father of a person, to the father-in-law as the father of a person, rather only to the grandfather being the father of the person, Memela, the grandfather precedes the father-in-law, and therefore, the person who's saying Kaddish for his grandfather comes first before the person who says Kaddish for his father-in-law. Memela, many Paiskim say, that Hu Adin, when it comes to giving aliyahs in consecutive order, the problem of Ayin Hara would perhaps only exist to a grandfather and then a grandson. But it will not exist to giving an aliyah to the father-in-law and then to the son-in-law. Other Paiskim, this is the Knesset HaGedoyla, is Makbid. The Knesset HaGedoyla brought down the Ma'ariv in Chaviv. He holds that no, since Lamaisa, you do find a reference to a father-in-law being considered as if it's your father, with respect to the relationship between Shaul and David, where he calls him Avi Re'e Gam Re'e, therefore, we do, in fact, consider the father-in-law to be somewhat like the father, of the son-in-law, and therefore, also when it comes to giving the aliyahs one to the other, to give to one and then the other, you should not give to the father-in-law and then to the son-in-law right after the father-in-law because of Ayin Hara. However, most Paiskim disagree. Most Paiskim hold that it does not pose a problem when you give an aliyah to the father-in-law and then the son-in-law, because the reference of calling the father-in-law Avi is not found in the Torah, and it's not considered a blood relative, the father-in-law, and the grandfather is considered a blood relative. Therefore, the problem of Ayin Hara does not exist for the father-in-law and the son-in-law, and therefore there's no problem of giving consecutive aliyahs to this family. So it's a machlekes ha-paiskim. Most paiskim are meikel when it comes to the father-in-law and the son-in-law. And when it comes to the grandfather, the Mishnah Berurah pasuk l'chadchila you should be makbid, b'shas atchak you could be meikel.